From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Thursday, February 2nd, 2017. I'm Philip Grant. Victoria Addison is reporting for the Columbia Green Media that sales tax revenue in both Columbia and Greene counties grew in 2016. According to a report from Comptroller Thomas DiNapoli released on Monday, January the 30th, local sales tax collections grew statewide by 2.3% or approximately $357 million last year. In Columbia County, sales tax revenue increased by 3.7%, totaling $37 million during that period. Greene County saw an increase of 1.5% for a total of more than $30 million. Columbia County Board of Supervisors Chairman Matt Morrell said of the income, and I quote, "It's more than what we projected and more than the previous year," end quote. Morrell attributed the increase to the opening of Love's Travel Stop in Canaan and tourism. In Greene County, the revenue reported was less than the county anticipated, County Administrator Sean Groden said. Groden said, and I quote, "We were hoping for about $31 million. Sales tax is our single biggest revenue, so it's a very important part of our operations," end quote. Groden suggested a decline in gas prices may have had an impact on the bottom line. He said the gas tax represents roughly 10 to 15% of the county's total tax receipts. You can read that full story in the Daily Mail. Bethany Bump is reporting in the Times Union on the protest held Wednesday, February the 1st at Rensselaer Polytechnic Institute in protest of anti-immigrant rhetoric and policies. Approximately 200 students turned out in support of immigrants, refugees, and Muslims. The march began at the 86th Field on campus and proceeded down the winding granite staircase known as the Approach and crossed 8th Street and 6th Avenue. The march attracted the attention of restaurant and business patrons along Broadway before ending at Monument Square near River Street. The crowd included students from RPI, the University at Albany, Sage Colleges, and Hudson Valley Community College. RPI has not released information on the number of students directly affected by the ban. Roughly 11% of undergraduate students at RPI are from other countries, according to the National Center for Education Statistics. You can read that full story in the Times Union. Claire Hughes is reporting at Capital Confidential that Tuesday was the busiest day in the state healthcare exchange's four-year history. Nearly 46,000 New Yorkers signed up for the healthcare insurance in the final 2 days of open enrollment, January 30th and 31st, the State Department announced on Wednesday. On Tuesday, the website was visited by 110,000 users. The site was created in 2013 to meet the requirements of the Affordable Care Act, which requires most Americans to carry insurance. As of enrollment deadline, 3.6 million New Yorkers have signed up for insurance, an increase of 28% over last year. The majority of those who signed up through the exchange enrolled in Medicaid, the health insurance program for low-income Americans. You can read that full story at Capital Confidential, a Times Union blog. Debbie Mayer reports in the Columbia paper that Germantown will be getting streetlights in the hamlet this spring. Last spring, bases for the streetlights were installed during the sidewalk project completed late last year, and now the town is ready to install the lights. That was the big news at a quiet 20-minute January 17th meeting. The 7 p.m. February 21st meeting will be busier, with Delaware Engineering tentatively set to make a presentation about the sewer renovation. You can read that full story in the Columbia paper. Andrew H. Reuter reports in the Albany Business Review that Albany's minor league hockey team is leaving for Binghamton. The American Hockey League board this week unanimously approved the Albany Devils' move beginning next fall. Albany has had a minor league team for the last 24 years. The team will still be called the Devils and moves from the 17,500-seat Times Union Square to the 5,000-seat Floyd L. Maines Veterans Memorial Arena. In Albany, the team averaged 2,888 spectators per game. You can read that full story in the Albany Business Review. Matthew Hamilton reports in Capital Confidential that New York Attorney General Eric Schneiderman announced on January 31st that he has joined a lawsuit filed by the American Civil Liberties Union and others against Donald Trump's executive order banning immigration from certain countries. Schneiderman called the executive order, and I quote, "unconstitutional, unlawful, and fundamentally un-American." I will continue to do everything in my power to not just fight this executive order, but to protect the families caught in the chaos sown by President Trump's hasty and irresponsible implementation, including pressing DHS and CBP to provide a full list of those still detained and allow them access to legal service providers, end quote. The ACLU was first filed January 28th in Brooklyn on behalf of two people detained at Kennedy Airport in New York City, with a federal judge ordering a stay against the order. The Albany Times-Union reports that New York Attorney General Eric Schneiderman filed a lawsuit against Charter Communications, claiming that the cable and internet provider does not deliver the internet speed and reliability it promises customers. Spectrum, which used to be known as Time Warner Cable and is Charter's subsidiary, would be a part of the lawsuit. Schneiderman's office last year asked Charter to fix the problems after it acquired Time Warner Cable. Charter says it is disappointed that Schneiderman is suing the company and says it is making substantial investments to upgrade their system. You can read that full story in the Albany Times-Union. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting a chance of snow showers for today, mainly afternoon. It will be partly sunny with a temperature high near 36 degrees. A Thursday night, a chance of snow showers mainly before 9 p.m. It will be partly cloudy with a low around 14. The forecast for the next 2 days, well, on Friday, a slight chance of snow showers after 9 a.m., mostly sunny with a high near 29 degrees. Friday night, a slight chance of snow showers after 1 a.m. It will be partly cloudy with a low around 14. And on Saturday, partly sunny with a high near 29 degrees. Saturday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 16. Sunrise today was at 7.06 a.m., and the sun will set at 5.12 p.m. That will give us 10 hours and 6 minutes of daylight, 2 minutes more than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Thursday, the second day of February 2017. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.